This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, it's the big show. Yes, it's a big, bad show tonight.
Show on the fan, 414-799-1250. Email live at 1057fmthefan.com, the Wendy's Fresh Never Frozen inbox. You're sitting at work and your boss doesn't want you to call. I understand that your boss doesn't like you calling the Wendy's Big Show because he'll know when all of a sudden Pete, I thought that's Pete in finance. Why is he on the phone with Leroy, Sparky, and Baby Tower? Just send the email and we'll be discreet with it. Wendy's Fresh Never Frozen inbox, live at 1057fmthefan.com. Or on Twitter at 1057fmthefan, along with that on Facebook, 414-799-1250. As of today, what do you want the Brewers to do at the MLB trade deadline? Sparky, the Flyers, because the number one ticket in the trade market for starting pitching is going to be a former World Series MVP. It's going to be Madison Bumgarner. He's been talked about all year. He set his leverage in the negotiations earlier on where he was able to pick eight teams that he could deny a trade to. He picked all eight teams that were leading their divisions. He picked the Milwaukee Brewers, the Chicago Cubs, the Boston Red Sox, the New York Yankees,
missed
the Minnesota Twins, who have the second best record in the AL East. So his negotiating power is there, that he will be the number one guy on the market for starting pitching. Zach Wheeler, in conversations already having with the Boston Red Sox and New York Mets for him. There's Anthony Rendon, who a couple of weeks ago was expected to be one of the biggest names out there from the Washington Nationals. They've caught fire, and now they're in a position to already be in the playoffs with a wild card berth. There's going to be starting pitching. There's going to be Marcus Stroman from the Toronto Blue Jays. There's going to be different names across baseball. There's going to be Blake Trinans, the guy out in Oakland who could be a reliever. My man Kirby out in San Diego closing a bunch of games. Also, Alex Colome from the White Sox, reliever that could be out there. There are big-time bats that are going to be out there. But how much should the Brewers go in? As of today, for you, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, how much do you want to see the Brewers improve this team for 2019 to make a run at the World Series?
Come on, man.
What was that noise?
They're not a World Series team, folks.
Not yet. That's not the question. No, that's not the question.
Yet. No.
But with Madison Bumgarner, they could be.
This is not a World Series team.
Remember
folks.
What Craig Counsell said, though. He told his team after 163, he said, I told you in the middle of the year, we're not a World Series team. We are now. So you can grow into one.
Has he told them that like every day lately?
That I don't know. He said positive vibes. You got to keep the positive vibes going and we're going to bust out of this.
That's because they know they're not that good.
They're just positive vibes.
They're just not.
Positive vibes.
My God,
man.
You have a negative run differential for God's sakes. And you've had a negative run differential for some time.
So it's got to get better.
Look, okay, fine.
He's still a half game out.
Listen. Aguilar finally breaks out yesterday. Now you're on a 4-day break.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that worked out
he
well. To stop any momentum he could have had just ended now with this 4-day break. So that
I'll
was
gladly pay
timing.
Leroy that steak dinner if he hits 20 home runs in the second half here.
He's down to 18 now.
Be awesome. Yeah, he's already got two up.
Yeah.
See, this is the thing. There's just too many holes, guys. I mean, they've got multiple holes in their starting rotation. That bullpen is starting to leak like a sieve on the backside of that bullpen. Guys that
using it
guys you were relying on, like Garrett and Jefferson, those guys are way coming back down to earth. Garrett's ERA is over 4 all of a sudden. It's just, there's too much. There's too much bad stuff to try to overcome to say this is a World Series team. Is there too much bad stuff to overcome to say that they could still win the division? No. No, they could still win the division. They could still get a wild card. For sure, they could still be a playoff team because of the division they play in and because of who's in their division and how well they're all playing, which isn't all that well. The Cincinnati Reds could win this division at this point. I don't think Pittsburgh can, but I think the Reds can. They definitely can. But from the perspective of how much, as of right now, as I sit here right now, okay, reliever, that's not going to cost a ton, fine, I'm in. I'm not doing much more than that. I'm not going after Bumgarner. I'm not going after Stroman. Not going after any of these guys because that's not going to be enough to win a World Series. You don't have enough.
But you don't have enough. Those guys, you don't have enough?
Even adding those guys, you don't have enough.
But listen to what I'm saying.
You're saying if you don't add them, you definitely aren't going to have enough.
Right. So add them, do you have enough?
No.
I'd say you have to take a chance.
You're still short by three or four guys. Even adding one of those guys, you're still short. Look, the Yankees have been hurt most of the year, and look at what the numbers they've produced. The Dodgers have been hurt, and they just continue to roll stud after stud after stud into there. They are really hungry for a World Series, so they're going to be there at the end. The Braves are going to be there at the end. Right, they've got the payroll. You don't. Mm-hmm. And this is the highest payroll you've ever had. So I'm not sitting here saying they won't be a playoff team. I think they can still be a playoff team. I'm just saying if I'm selling and I'm going to move Bryce Turang, who just got moved from the Timber Rattlers, up to Carolina. Mm-hmm. If I'm going to go trade that guy, who I think is a stud like Hira, then I better make damn sure I got a legitimate chance to win a World Series if I'm trading Bryce Turang. I better have a legitimate chance to win the World Series or be the favorite if I'm trading Keston Hira at this point. Doing any of that stuff. You're not. You're not in that position. Trade a couple middling prospects for a reliever, fine. But I'm not going over the top and going crazy here. I'm not doing. And depending on how they come out the next 2 weeks after the All-Star break, I might sell.
You might sell.
Sell.
Like Moustakas and Grandal on the one-year deal.
Depending on how they do coming out of the second half. Oh. If they come out of the second half and they go, look, you come out of the second half, let's see, you go 4-10 out of the second half. 5-10 out of the second half. Right? Oh. And all of a sudden, you're going the wrong way 15 games, and you're losing more momentum than you've already had at that point. Yeah.
None of his team to win.
I'm sorry.
My stomach hurts.
I don't understand.
My stomach hurts.
Yeah. Grandal,
we're not going through another one of these.
Grandal's not coming back next year, folks. That's not happening.
Well,
that's
true. Let's load up and win this year.
Maybe Moustakas might.
Probably 3 years, $45 million. 3 years, $50 million.
Moustakas might come back, but Grandal's not coming back.
No, I would
bank
against
that. If you could get a big deal for Grandal, you might have to take that if you don't think you're going anywhere. It's a tough pill to swallow as a Brewers fan because you had high expectations of getting back and going to a World Series, but. I just don't know how you could look at this baseball team and you could tell me all you want. Well, it's only July, Sparky. We still have August and September.
Yeah, right. It's only July, Sparky. We have August and September.
And you were saying this in May. You were saying this in June. And now here we sit in July. And you could tell me,
a half game back.
Look at the numbers from last year at the same point. They're pretty much the same as they were last year. And last year, the Pirates whooped them for five games going into the All-Star break.
Hey, you lost six straight going into the All-Star break.
This is not the same team, man.
Almost did it this year. Lost 5 of 6.
Last year,
tried to.
You had that special feeling in April that something was up. You just don't have that right now. And that's why Council has to say things like, we got to keep the positive energy going, the positive vibes. Do you know what that means? That means my guys are starting to get down on themselves. So I have to figure out how to turn this around because they're starting to probably lose faith a little bit.
414-799-1250. Quickly before the break, we have James on the south side. James, as of today, what do you want the Brewers to do at the trade deadline?
All right, guys. So optimism is great. Optimism's fun. But reality will burn you. And Sparky's absolutely right. True World Series contending teams are not losing one player away from being mediocre. And that's what the Brewers are. You lose Hader, you're mediocre at best. You lose Yelich, you're mediocre at best. We have our roster cannot stand another loss on this team. True World Series contenders can ride through a loss at multiple levels. The bullpen, starting rotation, hitting. And I absolutely agree. Selling at this point is a good option. It's just if you're really figured on winning a World Series, selling and gearing up for a run next year might be better. But we're not there this year.
But James, you're not guaranteed to be in the position where you are a half game out next year either.
Ask him if he's a seller. Do that. Ask him. Are you a seller, James?
Well, you know, the market will tell you, and year to year, the league is going to tell you that. I think teams this year, teams are a lot deeper across the MLB than they were last year. So we made it farther on an overall weaker MLB than it is this year. I think a lot of teams did a retooling, and, you know, the timing was great last year, kind of like with the Bucks. Timing, this was the Bucks year. Was a good opportunity for the Bucks.
So are you selling, James? James, are you selling?
Yeah, I'm selling. Yeah, and
James, we're gonna block you for 3 weeks.
Appreciate it.
I'm gonna block you guys before you get a chance to block me.
You better not.
Appreciate the call.
You know we love you, James. Thank you, buddy. You know what? Here's the thing, guys. Listen. Today Monday, right?
Today is Monday.
Let's go for a Monday, cause we did it with the Bucks. We want them to get Westbrook. Baumgartner.
I just feel like my heart's been just ripped out of my chest.
Two or three other guys.
Yep.
Load up, man. Load up and let's go for this thing. Because they said it before, the owners said it before, if they're in the position or they're close, we may add something at halfway point where we're here now, okay? All this other stuff, I mean, it's just Milwaukee, just teams just starting to give up. You're here. Go for it. That's what I thought Steve would be saying.
David Stearns and
shocked we say he'll become a seller.
And Mark Antanasio said they saved a little bit of money towards the top. We know that this is the highest payroll we've had, but we got a little bit extra.
Go for it.
For right there at the trade deadline that we could supplement this roster. Do you want to see them do that? 414-799-1250. Leroy Butler and I got a couple other reasons to go at you if you're going to say about selling after the break. See, Sparky Fiverr's got a place for you to go if you need a career change and want to do it with some smart people.
That's right. Young Express, my guy John Young, has been doing it for a number of years, and they are always at the top of their industry. That's what they do, and they continue to expand and grow. And if you're looking for a new career, would you like to be a part of a Christian-based family-run company? A company that's been in business over 27 years? Well, you're in luck. Young Express, the company we talk about so much, continues to grow. Currently looking to add to their dispatch department and sales departments. You've heard me talk about what a great company this is to work for. Now go and apply online. The different positions open, there's one that's perfect for you. Let's talk about sales for the moment in time, right? High degree of integrity. You need that. All right. Willing to prospect new business via phone, email, and social selling. Reliable transportation. Willingness to travel within and inside territory. High school diploma or equivalent. Outside sales experience preferred but not necessary. What you can expect, 40-hour work week. Salary plus commissions, bonuses and contests. Generous mileage reimbursement, expense account, health insurance, 401k. Plus, and give you a cell phone, a tablet, and all sales and promotional materials provided to you by Young Express. Doesn't get much better than that, right? Apply for which position fits you best, fits your passion, at youngexpress.com. That's JUNGExpress.com. JUNGExpress.com. Young Express. Success drives them.
Wendy's Big Show on the Fan. 5 Brewers All-Stars in Cleveland today. Just took a nice picture together. Mike Moustakas, Yasmani Grandal, Josh Hader, Brandon Woodruff.
That's how many I said that would make it. Steve yelled at me.
I did.
You did say 5 would make it.
I did make 5.
You did say 5 would make it.
You called it.
Yes, sir. Yasmani. Yeah.
And Christian Yelich, obviously. You know he will lead off the All-Star game tomorrow playing in left field.
I want to see him. I did want to see him in the home run derby, but I'm okay with it. Playing the game, but if he's legitimately hurt, play one or two innings and come out.
Agreed. Yeah,
I really wanted to see him in the home run derby, but I get it. It's the smart call.
Yeah.
It's what you had to do for the team.
I wanted to hit one
all over Progressive. He was going to spray that place around with homers.
Home run derby. Getting over $400 a ticket for the home run derby today.
Woo!
The highest secondary market tickets they've ever seen for a home run derby.
And I'll argue this with anybody, and understandably so. I am the millennial that enjoys home runs. Like, I like this baseball because I like guys hitting the ball out of the ballpark.
Yeah.
I would rather go to the home run derby than the All-Star game, hands down. 100%.
Really? Yeah, you're going to get your money's worth than that.
I'd rather stay home.
Like, I get that. Like, I'm not paying $400 to go to the Home Run Derby. I can tell you that much very
I'd rather save
right now.
My money and go to Giannis MVP thing.
But I would... The Home Run Derby for me, that was the one thing I was sad I missed.
$400,
when
come
it was
on,
here.
Man.
Yeah, $400, there's no chance.
Yeah, but like ticket would have been, come on, man.
Ticket would have been worth more going to the tie game than it would have been going to the Home Run Derby that year.
That's true. And seeing Bud Selig wander down that 116.
How did the kids get in
section?
The outfield still to... Steve to catch ball. Is that family members? Or?
I always thought it was, I always believed it was Boys and Girls Club.
Oh, that's awesome.
From the city that hosts it. Yeah, right? Are you kidding me?
Oh, man.
Could you imagine if seeing me, the little pear shaped youth I was, trying to catch the home runs, trying to catch balls out in the outfield?
I'd have
fallen over.
I'd have a first base glove, like the bigger one, so you don't drop it. I'd have, do they get to keep those balls, the kids? I'm sure they do.
No, I don't think so. I think you might get to keep like one.
You got to throw them back in because they keep using them all night.
They got tons of balls. Let the kids catch it. You keep it. Put it in your pocket.
Some kid would have like 15
now,
balls
the people
in
the stands
pocket.
Keep those,
right.
Of course.
Yeah. Sure.
But the other kids, when they hit like a line drive and don't go out, and you scoop it up, put it in your pocket.
Christian Yelich was practicing for the Home Run Derby, broke a window on someone's yacht out in the Allegheny River in Pittsburgh. Cops
hey, did
were
you
called
see that lightning
Friday.
Hit
no
somebody's yacht? No, yeah, but sailboat? It's some lightning hit a guy's sailboat. Y'all got to see that.
Oh,
it's
wow.
Amazing.
Also,
and I told you I'm scared of lightning, so after
that,
I saw that.
That would keep you off the water, that's for sure. Instead, you can go to Fiserv Forum this weekend, celebrate Giannis.
Yeah, that's what I'd rather go.
Yeah, they are doing, I didn't know this was a thing, they're doing the Giannis MVP celebration this Sunday from 5 p.m.
Okay.
On the plaza there.
Why wouldn't they do
the
it the first game next year?
I don't know. So they're giving fans an opportunity to see Giannis presented with the MVP trophy and check out his recently released first signature shoe from Nike.
Oh, maybe that's what drove
Giannis it. Will be presented on stage with the MVP trophy by youth from a local Boys and Girls Club. Mm-hmm. The event will also include appearance by the Bucks Entertainment Network, DJs, including a headliner to be announced before the event, and food and beverage throughout the plaza from 2 to 5 this Sunday. The House of Hoops Freakmobile.
Nice.
What?
We'll be on site for fans
shoes, I guess.
To purchase Giannis's
way, you know?
Nike merchandise with a limited number of his signature shoes
could
available for purchase. The Bucks Pro Shop inside the arena will also be open during the event. Fans planning to attend the Giannis MVP celebration are encouraged to RSVP by visiting Bucks.com/Giannis. Bucks.com/Giannis if you
free?
Want to RSVP. Yes. No, it says it's being provided. I doubt it's free. So
well, I don't mind.
I'm assuming
for my
that.
Food
I'm
drink,
assuming
you're
going to have
to.
To get in, has to be free, though. That's why you got to
RSVP.
Yeah,
right.
For sure.
Because they're going to have to limit the number of people in that plaza area.
My nephew, Jaton Jr., he would love to go to
that. Can we go back to the Freak Mobile?
Yeah, what's that?
We're nicknaming
House of Hoops Freak Mobile.
Maybe it's because of the Greek freak.
He could be a freak on the court. And on the shits, you know what I'm saying?
And because he said that, now you wonder what all is really going on in the Freakmobile.
Yeah. Right. There you go, Steve.
He said it. I didn't say it.
We're going to put that on you, though.
Steve's been on the jokes here the last couple of weeks.
He's been
on point with it.
2 months.
I Googled House of Hoops Freakmobile. Nothing came up.
Nothing came up? Understandably so.
And maybe
that's
just
cool.
Putting it together just for him, though. You can see all of his shoes. You know,
I understand now, like they used to, and the awards show ruined this because it used to be the celebration where you would get coronated as the MVP during the playoffs in front of your own home crowd. And,
right.
And like Kevin Durant had it, I remember when
big deal out
David
of it.
Stern gave him the MVP award.
Yes.
And everybody's wearing the blue shirts behind you. Kobe would get them when they were in the playoff runs.
Yeah. Is the commissioner coming down for this?
It does not say that Silver will be here, no.
Good. We don't
he
want
needs
him.
To come Who and give him his award.
He can stay home.
Be a great no way to present there. Russell Westbrook to his new fan base.
There you go.
That would work.
We're talking about that at 5, so gear up, people.
The Giannis MVP celebration this weekend down at Fiserv Forum. They were celebrating the World Cup yesterday as well.
Yes,
we were there.
Should.
We went to the Mecca yesterday. And
can't find shirts nowhere, though. They're sold out everywhere.
Yep. I went to the Mecca and checked that out yesterday morning. There had to be 50, 60 people in line before that thing opened up at 9:30.
Nice.
For the 10 o'clock match. It was full. It was packed. And then the beer gardens was all filled up. People were bringing their own chairs to sit up and watch outside. That plaza area is awesome, man. I mean, we were standing out there yesterday waiting in line to get into the Mecca. And I'm just like, they did this so right. They did. And you don't have to like the Bucks owners. You can be mad about whatever you want to be mad about at them for. But that area is so much better now than it ever was before. Mm-hmm. It's just not even remotely close. And then, you know, you get done watching the match at the Mecca, and then we go outside, and they got the little splash pad area there, right? So mm-hmm. Jax, the three-year-old, got to go play in the splash pad. There were a bunch of other kids running up and in and out of the splash pad area or whatever downtown. So you spend even more time down in that plaza area once you're done watching the match. They did a great job. And like I said, regardless if you like them or you don't like them, they deserve credit for that. They did a great job with the arena, and they did a great job with that plaza area and everything going along with it. And that Mecca sports bar is unmatched, I think, in this community as far as where to go watch a game and everything that goes along with it.
How crazy was it, though, for the soccer game?
It was cool. But you know the one thing I noticed? So, like, we were there Father's Day for one of the World Cup matches mm-hmm. early on, right? And it was all the soccer dorks in there with all their Team USA gear on and everything else, right? So you knew they had people wearing female jerseys and the whole deal, right? This time, no. All those people were in the beer garden at the picnic tables wearing all their Team USA stuff, choosing to sit outside and do it. Everybody that was in the Mecca, for the most part, outside of us, there might have been a handful of other people that had Team USA stuff on. Everybody mm-hmm. else was just wearing regular clothes. So what happened was they captured all the outside people that got wrapped up into this thing that didn't have anything to wear but still wanted to watch a match and be right. a part of it.
Right.
That's a cool thing.
It was a cool event to watch. I mean, in here for the On Deck show, watching the game continually, they kept showing all across the country. In Kansas City, they yep. had a group watching outside. In Denver, they had one. Colorado Springs. It was an event that totally encapsulated the entire country and captivated the entire country. Congratulations to the U.S. Women's National Team winning the World Cup. They're back-to-back champions, and, I mean, we're back-to-back champions, and we'll be back right after this. Wendy's Big Show. Leroy Butler, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. I'm Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch, here with you till 6 o'clock on The Fan. Wendy's Big Show on The Fan, Leap 36, soon to be Pro Football Hall of Famer, class of 2020. That's not a prediction, ladies and gentlemen. That's a spoiler. Talking to my man, Dave Baker. He's going to lock it up and change that up once they have that meeting coming up on August 3rd. Leroy Butler, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. I'm Bill Baby Tausch Schmidt with you till 6 o'clock here on The Fan. We will be watching the Home Run Derby tonight. At least I will be. I'm the weird millennial that enjoys watching guys hit home runs and hit them as far as possible. So, I will take the complaints here. It's going to be a lot of fun, and I'm a little bit disappointed that Christian Yelich is not going to participate, primarily because I'd already placed my investment for Christian Yelich to win the Home Run Derby. Understandably so, though, if the Brewers can win multiple games after the All-Star break, I will be okay with it, and I will suffer through watching Pete Alonso win tonight over Josh Bell.
Well, we did talk about when he first was named in it that, remember, we got into an argument, me and you wanted him to do it, and Gary and mm-hmm. Steve didn't want him to do it, and we all probably, he's going to come up with a mysterious injury and not do it because they think statistically that their numbers will go down because there will be overswing. Okay, great.
Right.
So if his numbers goes down, what are we going to blame it on? Because we can't do it on the Home Run Derby.
Just regression.
Yeah, just same thing.
You say that word to Christian Yelich. Christian Yelich is a really nice guy, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah.
He'll slap me in the face. You talk about regression right in front of him.
And see, that's the thing. If his numbers goes down, if whoever's in that, we're going to look at their chart and their numbers like everybody else has been doing. If these guys play better, now what?
Mm-hmm.
So now we don't have that excuse. But he's going to play one or two innings, he's going to get out and just watch and just put a ball cap on and support his team. I'm okay with that.
Guys, so the NBA has completely reshaped in the last couple of weeks. So as we sit here today, you look in the Eastern Conference, Sparky. For the Milwaukee Bucks, I read you they're 2-1 favorites to win the East. 3-1 come the Philadelphia 76ers. Boston right behind them. You have teams that made the playoffs and still making moves, like Indiana. They go out and get Malcolm Brogdon. You see the Chicago Bulls trying to make moves, trying to get themselves into the playoff picture. Obviously, the Charlotte Hornets just fell completely out of the playoff picture. Detroit's going to try to get better. And there's Brooklyn, who was the seventh seed last year, go grab Kyrie Irving. In 2 years, they'll have Kevin Durant as well in the seven, who announced he's going to change his number. But the Eastern Conference right now, it is still Milwaukee and then everybody else filing down after that. Milwaukee, Philadelphia, then maybe Boston, Indiana. But that 3-4, I think, is where it finally starts getting dicey.
Yeah, I think it's definitely Milwaukee 1, Philly 2, like you said. Then I'll go with Boston 3, Indiana 4, Brooklyn 5, Toronto 6, Miami 7, and Detroit 8. That's what I'll say the playoffs are as of right now today. Orlando, even though they made it last year, I think, falls out and doesn't make it this year. So that would be the top eight. And then, you know, the people that barely miss out, Orlando, Washington, Charlotte. I mean, Rozier's nice, but he's not Kemba. So they're going to go backwards. Atlanta, they get Jabari Parker. That's not enough. The Bulls, the Cavaliers, the Knicks. I mean, there's going to be some bad teams on the bottom of the Eastern Conference. The Knicks aren't probably going to be that good. They're going to try hard.
Right.
Atlanta's not probably going to be all that good. They're going to try hard. Cleveland's going to be the worst team in the NBA.
Easily.
We know that for sure. Charlotte's going to be down there at the bottom, too. Washington is the one team that has enough talent probably to do something and surprise people in these. But outside of them, I think it's probably the other eight for sure. Going ahead this year. And then, you know, who can win the Eastern Conference outside of the Bucks? I think it's still Philly, Boston, or Indiana. Maybe Brooklyn. I guess it could be. It could
maybe
be Brooklyn.
Not this year. Maybe next year. Well,
they got a lot of pieces in Brooklyn that are surrounding pieces to go with Kyrie.
It really helps to have KD. But I mean, to me, this thing going to be wide open for the most part. But I don't think you necessarily have to be a one or two. See, if you're in the top four to get into the playoffs, I think that's going to prove to be how good your team is going to be in the playoffs. The Bucks have had playoff experience more than some of these other teams. And we did talk about chemistry, and we're going to talk about Russell Westbrook later. But the teams who've stayed together, not a lot of changes, they're going to probably be out front because they're not going to have to waste a lot of games, these guys getting chemistry down on the court. But now you got to look at styles of play. And the styles of play, to me, sets it apart. If you're Kemba Walker, you're thinking, I'm the missing piece in Boston with the young pieces they already have. They lost a few, you know, Horford, you know, who was big for them. But at the same time, if you're Philadelphia, and I know that ownership group, trust me,
sure, they're
trying to do everything possible for a championship, at least to get to a finals. Because I'm thinking they thought they had it last year when you bring in Tobias Harris and Butler. That's all we need. Go out there with Embiid and go just try to win it. And they did actually offer. Did Ben Simmons sign his deal? I know they offered it to him. I don't know if he signed it.
They'll be able to sign him to that max offer coming up next year, same time as the Bucks will be able to sign Giannis to the Supermax.
So they're trying to keep these guys together for the next 2 or 3 years. And that's what everything sets up as. For 2 or 3 years, how good you're going to be to get to win an NBA championship. And you're one of those maybe 3 to 4 teams. But again, if the Bucks say they're the 2 seed or even the 3 seed, that's still fine. You can still get to the finals. It's just that do you have enough to win the way you want to win? Shooters around Giannis, or teams are going to say, you know, go back and look at the film what Toronto did to try to wall him off and cut him off. That's how you stop Giannis. If you can stop Giannis, you can stop the Bucks.
It's fun that we had this conversation trying to rank the top eight in the Eastern Conference.
Yeah, it's going to be
nobody brought up the Toronto Raptors in the top five, right?
No.
Nobody's bringing up the Toronto Raptors in the top five.
No.
And if you're Sam Presti, he tried, according to reports, where he was trying to go get Pascal Siakam for Russell Westbrook or Paul George, and that was going to be how he was trying to leverage through. So they believe that they still have a superstar there in Pascal Siakam, or at least a budding one, but that's just not going to be enough in this Eastern Conference that you have lined up right now.
I think if you're Toronto now, you try to move Gasol, you try to move Lowry,
sure,
and you try to rebuild this thing as best as you can around Siakam going forward. Now, he's not going to be able to move those guys probably till the NBA trade deadline once everything shakes out, see who's hurt, who has injuries, and who needs different pieces, but at that point, then I think you have to consider starting the rebuild in Toronto going forward.
ranking up and down is way more fun in the Western Conference. We're going to do that next year on the Wendy's Big Show. But first, Leroy Butler has some words from the Jewelry Center and Dean Murray.
The Jewelry Center. I tell you what, Dean Murray, God, the guy's amazing. I mean, he really is.
He's Dean the Dream.
You can go to shoptjc.com today. You can actually chat with someone, and you can talk about some of the finer things in life. Like, if you want to propose to your young lady, you know, what's your budget and things of that nature. Matter of fact, I went over there with Chris, one of our sales guys. He has a friend over there, and his friend was making that decision. And, you know, Dean just kind of sits down with you guys like no other place. He has the savings that you're going to need to pay for everything else in your household. Because if you can save on jewelry, you have other ways to spend your money on your other kids or whatever you want to do this summer. But if you go to any other place and you think you got a price, bring it to the Jewelry Center and they're going to beat it, or they're going to be honest with you and say, listen, you got a good deal. That's the kind of guy Dean is. Dean Murray's the kind of guy, he puts his business up against anybody. He has three locations, by the way. You know, got 17100 West Blue Mile Road, Suite 206. You got one up in Union Grove. When you say Union Grove, you know, like Burlington,
yeah,
that area.
All down there.
Paris, Wisconsin, Kenosha. Just go to 345 Pine Street in Burlington. And you can go there if you can't make it to my favorite one over here on 7477 West Layton. That's one of my favorites. And Dean is always there. But the guy really gives back to the community. We've worked together on a numerous of things. And guys, I'm telling you, when I had a chance to have, popped a big question to my wife, there was only one guy I trusted with that ring, and that was the Jewelry Center and Dean Murray. You should do the same. That's Dean Murray with the Jewelry Center.
This is the Wendy's Big Show. Great Lakes Dragway Pick a Lane comes up at 5. We're back well before that, ranking the Western Conference next here on The Fan. Wendy's Big Show on The Fan, 414-799-1250, the phone number, live at 1057FMTheFan.com. The Wendy's Fresh, Never Frozen inbox. That's how you send us an email. Read it live here on the air. Wendy's Fresh, Never Frozen inbox, 414-799-1250, at 1057FMTheFan on Twitter. I'm at Bill Schmidt Radio, at Leap36, at Sparky Radio. If you want to add us, we like it when you interact with us and tell us why you think we're wrong. At 1057FMTheFan. Is how you do that. We'll have Great Lakes Dragway Pick a Lane coming up here in about 10 minutes from right now, where we reset the big topics, give you the final say on them here on the Wendy's Big Show. We're going to get into some conversation as well that I had over the weekend with a bridezilla coming up at 5:35. I need some advice from the married folks in this room as well, if I was just being a weird single dude that just didn't know any better. And I kept my mouth shut, though, Sparky, so I know you're proud of me. That I bit my tongue and I only said like 5 or 6 nasty comments. So
where were you when this all took
all
place?
All on text messages. I was sitting right here.
Weren't at Summerfest drinking.
No. I was getting ready for the postgame show yesterday and I was stewing. And Tim, you know, Tim and I, when we get together every once in a while, we kind of just like stoke each other's fire.
Tim will poke the bear. And I'm sure he was poking you to go back at him.
I was so mad. I just could not believe it. I could not believe what I was reading. And every single time I'm hitting send, I'm like, oh, am I being bad? Nope. Get another one in there. And
next time, instead of talking to him, you should just call me and I'll help you. Because he's just going to stir the fire because he enjoys that conflict.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I also kind of enjoy conflict, though. So
yeah,
I mean,
but you're part of it, though. You don't want to be part of it. He pokes at it and he's never part of it. He creates it for others. That's what he does.
He creates the issues
He creates it for others and then laughs and walks away. Nah, not my problem. Good luck. Man, that's what he's done his whole life. That's who he is.
That's Tim Allen. He's the franchise. That's why he's the franchise.
Right.
Sparky, the franchise is in the Western Conference, most likely and most importantly out in Los Angeles. Both changed the game in the Western Conference. As we look at the top eights in the Eastern Conference and the Western Conference, respectively, 1-2 goes the Los Angeles Lakers and LA Clippers, right? And I don't know in particularly what order. I would, right now at this point, I believe the Clippers are a better team than the LA Lakers. Also, they have the advantage because they don't have Frank Vogel as their coach. They have a world champion in Doc Rivers as their head coach.
the Lakers don't have Frank Vogel either. They have Jason Kidd and Elvin Gentry.
Oh, that's true. So
not
they have
Elvin Gentry.
They have a multiple-time failed head coach in Jason Kidd.
And Elvin Gentry.
Lionel Hollins.
Lionel Hollins, right. So, look, for me, it's Clippers 1. I'm there with you on that. Lakers 2. 3 for me would be Utah.
Who might just be one of the best teams in basketball, and Quinn Snyder is one hell of a coach as well.
3 is Utah. I love the Mike Conley get. Bogdanovich. So Utah is 3. I'd say Denver is 4. Portland is 5. Houston is 6. San Antonio is 7. And 8, New Orleans Pelicans get in at the bottom of the playoffs and edge out the Dallas Mavericks for that last spot.
Okay, I like that. David Griffin's in a path where he's got a bunch of young players all rebuilding, but all that are still going to fight for that first contract they're going to be able to get.
I really think they're a playoff team. We'll see.
You said Houston is your 5?
No, lower than that.
Yeah, it's 6.
6.
You're Houston at 6?
San Antonio 7, and 8 was New Orleans.
Really? Houston was the 4 seed last year. Lori, where do you rank them in the Western Conference? You say the Golden State Warriors? Did I miss you on that?
No.
Okay, so the Golden State Warriors missed the playoffs, clearly.
Correct.
No.
With D'Angelo Russell and Steph Curry in them.
Hey, man, anyway, Steph, he's going to make the playoffs. I mean, anyway, the Clippers are going to be they're number one, okay?
You are agreeing. The Clippers are the best team in the
Staples. Yeah, they're the best team. I mean, they're the best. Lou Williams, the truth, man. I don't know. Just keep him on the coming off the bench. That's 25 points. I mean, the ad, whatever else the guys do.
He said it at the TV show, the award show. He said, man, I just appreciate them letting me come out here and hoop.
I mean, the guy's amazing. So Houston, my 2, Golden State, Denver, the Lakers, Utah, Portland, and the Spurs.
So who misses?
You have
Denver in, you have Portland in.
New Orleans ain't making it.
You have Portland in?
Yeah, Portland my 7.
Utah?
Mm. Utah my 6.
Spurs. San Antonio.
So the only good team that
no Dallas,
make,
no New Orleans.
No.
Not buying either of those teams.
Nah.
And the thing that I enjoy about yours, too, is you're putting in the
OKC,
buffer.
Nah.
Having the Lakers down as like the 4 seed, knowing that most likely most of those guys, LeBron James, Boogie Cousins, Anthony Davis, Rajon Rondo.
It'll take time to put all that meal together.
It'll probably take some time off.
Good ingredients, but it's going to take some time for that to happen. Because they were very good at one point.
Sure.
But LeBron got hurt, and then it all just kind of, because they got to find a way. Kuzma has to figure out a way where he's going to fit somewhere in there. How they're going to rotate that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they got the best coaching staff in NBA. No one's better. Nobody's better than that coaching staff.
Than the Lakers coaching staff?
Nobody is better.
Three head coaches on that
Nobody is better than
How
that.
Many of them have won championships or gone to?
That. They ain't been together.
None of them gone to a title.
What? Winning games? They won a lot of games.
Yeah, Frank Vogel knew really well how to lose to LeBron.
Well, that ain't his fault.
Him and Paul George and Roy Hibbert knew really, really well how to lose.
Nobody's staff is better than theirs.
Frank Vogel has to deal with DeMarcus Cousins, Rajon Rondo.
You're just picking this up.
Yeah, that's why you got Jason Kidd and Hollins.
And then worry about Kidd taking your job behind you. Oh, my God.
He thought Lance Stephenson was a handful.
Y'all need to stop this, man.
It's everybody out there. It's amazing.
Frank Vogel is screwed.
That's what's going to make my list.
If Frank Vogel had hair, he would be the perfect Just for Men advertiser.
I don't know how he got the job, but
no
he has it now. Okay, I don't know how he got the job, but he has it. So he has the best staff, and I like that. I like that he has the best staff to control all of these. That's why I put him down at 5 because it is like y'all said, there's a lot going on.
Sure.
So guys going to be hurt. So
Lionel
Hollins.
Lionel Hollins should be the head coach of that basketball team. Vogel should be an assistant. That's how it should be.
And Jason Kidd should be LeBron James' right-hand man.
I just need Jason Kidd somewhere in the building.
Because then LeBron also wants him because then he can play point guard.
And LeBron's playing point guard, they're saying.
Good,
so based on that, Jason Kidd's got his point forward.
Yeah,
now, LeBron,
that's what he did with Giannis.
Let me tell you what I did with Giannis. I'm going to try and help you. And you imagine the first time that comes out of his mouth. LeBron's going to be like, wait a second. What did you just say?
He made him an MVP.
I'm going to learn what you told Giannis?
Yeah, you made Giannis into an MVP.
I don't think LeBron's going to be very receptive.
Hey, I'll tell you this, though. Jason Kidd believes that he can change anybody at any time.
As he should.
Well, good luck, because you got smarter than everybody in the world, Rajon Rondo, to deal with. So you have that. You have DeMarcus Cousins, who...
Oh, I can't wait till Christmas Day.
If things go wrong, that's going to get out of control.
No, it's not.
They got him for nothing, by the way.
Yeah.
Nothing. $3.5 million. Nothing.
Rondo and Boogie both on the league minimums.
Yeah.
That is craziness. When you're thinking $3.5 million
contracts for Boogie Cousins. They've been signing these two-year deals, you know, from these most of the guys. They've been, you know, very modest deals. These are the deals they had to hold up to find out what Kawhi was going to do.
Yep.
Once Kawhi went away, they're bringing back McGee. You know, they got some of these guys. That's what you want. That's how you build your roster. That's what the Bucks are going to have to do, get some of these guys. Now, Kyle Korver is officially waived. So, you know, these are the guys you need on your roster who can come off the bench and that can shoot to open the floor up, especially in this kind of system. But in the West, they're going to beat each other up so bad that, you know. But again,
no team in the West had 60 wins last year. I couldn't necessarily believe any team's really going to have 60 wins out West even this year.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough. But Denver is probably, to me, a team that I don't see a whole lot that I enjoy watching them.
You're going to really enjoy watching Utah this year, too. You're right,
Utah,
Stevie. That Mike Conley deal could make them the number one seed out in the West. I don't know if they are the best team or that they'll come out of the West.
Look good on paper.
There's an absolute chance that they are that team that ends up being the number one seed right behind or right in front of the Los Angeles Clippers. Lakers are right in that conversation. The top four of Lakers, Clippers, if Jazz, Clippers and does, Nuggets could all be intertwined 1, 2, 3, 4.
If the Clippers have a parade in L.A., it's not going to go well, okay?
Will you buy a Clippers jersey?
Well, no, Steve Zaki, my guy, he's been a Clipper fan ever since they were terrible. He has been.
Especially a huge Clippers fan. Has been forever. The times he's hosted post game with me after Bucks games have been Clipper Bucks games.
But no, I will huge not Clippers be buying fan. No Clipper jersey. No.
What kind of bet did he lose?
None. I've been a Clippers fan as long as I've known him. I've known him now for, I don't know, 15, 20 years.
Yeah.
Interesting. I'm really happy for Steve Ballmer, though. I mean, like, he's wanted this. You talked about Mark Lazary being super fan. Steve Ballmer is super fan to the max.
Yeah. For sure.
And he was like, all right, I'm not losing to you Lakers. I'm going to go do whatever I got to.
And the Bucks better learn from that.
And tomorrow,
Brandon Westbrook here.
On the Big Show, we'll talk about legacy and Kawhi Leonard and what this all means, because there's a lot to talk about there.
And there's a lot to talk about during Great Lakes Dragway. Pick a lane that comes up next. 105.7 FM, The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.